Leila Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tav Ayin Ches. Achar Afikomen Ein Le'achol Shum Davar. One is not allowed to eat after the Afikomen. Why? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, in order that the tam of the matzah stays with you. The tam of the Afikomen should be in your mouth, which is a mitzvah. Now, and therefore you want to keep the tam of the mitzvah of Afikomen in your mouth? The Sfarim say, al pi hashkafa, this means that the message of matzah should stay with you. And whatever the messages of matzah are, the message of matzah is emunah, and Hashem is with us, and less gashmias, it should stay with you even after the Seder is over. Well, what if you did eat? The b'di'evit, if you did eat, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should go back and have another kazayat of afikomen, of matzah shmura, l'shem, for the sake of the afikomen. Well, the Ramah continues, v'lo yochlenu b'shtei mekomos, you shouldn't eat the afikomen in two places, because that's at least that's not better than if you fall asleep in the middle of the afikomen. The next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah that if one falls asleep during the afikomen, you can't go back and say, I need it again. It's like eating two afikomen, which you're not allowed to do. So too, you shouldn't move places during eating the afikomen. And the Mishnah Berurah says this even means if you're in one cheder, to eat part of the afikomen at one table and part at another table, you shouldn't do that either, because it shouldn't be eaten in shnei mekomos. Now, regarding eating after the afikomen, you shouldn't drink after the afikomen either. Certainly nothing that's alcoholic, and even regular drinks were machmeran, except for things that are like water or seltzer or a light flavored tea is mutter, because those don't take the taste away so much from the afikomen. They quote Rabbi Yashiv holds even tea with sugar is mutter. Regarding coffee is a big question, and some of the post scheme are mekil on coffee and some are machmer on coffee, because coffee taka has a strong taste. There's an interesting question. What about at night when a person goes to sleep? People often brush their teeth. Let's say you brush teeth with water, or you brush your teeth with only using liquid toothpaste or mouthwash. Let's say liquid toothpaste, not the regular toothpaste. I asked Rav Nevin Sol Shalita, and he said that it's mutter. He said the isser here is only where you take away the previous taste with eating. But as far as the brushing teeth, he said that was mutter. Sifes. Misha yashin b'toch hasuda v'heikitz eino chozo echol. If you fall asleep during the meal, this means during the afikomen, Mishnah Berurah explains, you can't go back and eat more afikomen, because you can't eat the afikomen at two different places, and falling asleep is like having two different places, two different times. B'nei chaburah sheyashnu miksasun b'toch hasuda chozin v'ochin. What if you're sitting with a group and some fell asleep? So you can go back and eat some more. Why? Because since the others kept on eating, it's like there was a hemsheikh. It's not called a hefsek, because you're still part of the group. Nir jimuku am v'nei aru. What if everyone fell asleep and you can't keep on eating? But what if nisnam nimuku am v'nei yochil? What if everyone sort of dozed off? They were half asleep. That's not called being out cold. That's only half asleep. And you've got to keep on eating the afikomen afterwards. Well, and the Ramah explains that all of this is talking about afikomen, but during the meal, there's no problem. If you fall asleep during the meal, it's keeping eating more when you wake up. Okay. Next, siman tav ayin ches. Achar kach mozgin lo kol shlishi. You then pour the third cup. The Mishnah points out you have to rinse it out, inside and out. Im'eino naki. The rinsing out of the first cup works for the second cup. You don't have to rinse it out again before the second cup. But here, before the third cup, one has to rinse out the cup when he fills it up for the third cup of wine. U'mavarech olav birchas hamazon u'ber piagefen. You bench, you say ber piagefen. V'shoseo behaseba. You drink the third cup behaseba. Like I said before, earlier in the earlier shirim, somebody should announce before benching, don't forget to do haseba. V'lo yivarech achra. If you don't say a brach achrona after the third cup, because you're going to say the brach achrona after the fourth cup, which will cover the third cup. V'lo yishteyeno bein Yain beinol kosrabi. You're not allowed to drink wine between the two cups. There are different reasons given. One, between the third and the fourth cup. One reason is you might get drunk and you fall asleep and you won't be able to say halal. Another reason is it looks like you're adding on to the cups of wine. You only have four cups of wine, not five. So for those two reasons, you don't drink more wine in between the two cups. However, the Shtur Amla says, if you keep on drinking from the same cup, that would be allowed. You drink from that cup a few times, and that's not called drinking from a second cup, that's called drinking from the same cup. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a very big cup, you shouldn't do this because you might get drunk. You don't want to get drunk. If you get drunk, you'll fall asleep. You won't be able to stay up after the Seder is over, which we'll learn later. You're supposed to keep on going after the Seder is over. So even though technically it's mutter, you shouldn't be drinking so much wine at the Seder. Well, okay. So with that, we'll stop here.